You were listening to The Day Begins by the Moody Blues, one of my favorite groups, and from their album Days of Future Past. And with the day's beginning, the day begins, and comes the light, and with the light, the colors of the day. We have an incredible guest today, Pam Ostley, a wizard of color, and we're going to talk about her book, Love Colors. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host for Sound Health on BBS Radio, and thank you for joining us for a bit of conversation. The show is about giving you information and options and kinds of good techniques for self-health, self-dominion. We're going to be taking calls today. The numbers are 877-876-5227 in the U.S., and there's a direct line, 530-876-3222. And those are posted on the front of bbsradio.com. So if you forget the number and you want to ask our guest a question, you can just quickly drop in an address, bbsradio.com. It'll open to the front page and all the numbers are right there. We're also going to be monitoring for those of you who are using your telephone lines to listen. We're going to be monitoring, I can talk today, we're going to be monitoring Sound Health at soundhealth.org and also radio at vocalprofiling.com. So if you want to get us questions that way, and a lot of our audience does it that way, we can pass it on to Pam. She does her own radio show and does consultations with people. So now's your time to get in touch with her right after a few announcements. I think there's about three. We started the new show on Monday nights last week, Vocal Profiling Live. It was so much fun, and it just became like a sensation overnight. So Dawn has put up a new link, Vocal Impressions. It's on the front page of bbsradio.com. And we have posted some of the profiles that we did online for you. Hillary Clinton's and her real issues with helping the military. Michael Beckwith, one of the principal people in The Secret, and about his role in the emotions of people who are on the move to make them their lives better through The Secret. Don Imus, the radio person with the apology for the racial slur, and I hope I'm not murdering this name. Cho Sung Hoi, the campus killer. And we put that up because I think you'll be very surprised at his motives. It's not what was in the NBC video at all. So you'll be surprised when you look at his vocal profile and see what's happening. We've also done profiles by request for Don Newsom, our producer, Princess Diana, Rosie O'Donnell, and her call for people's resignations in high places. Those profiles are going to be on our site, too, on Question the Experts. And it's also on the front page of BBS Radio. The show, if you want to join us, is on Monday, late night, BBS late night, 5:30 Pacific and 8:30 Eastern. So we're going to be, we put out a press release about that this morning. This morning? Well, I guess it was late last night we put it out. And already we've got over 20,000 hits on the press releases. So it shows us that people really want to know themselves by whatever method they can. And I certainly thank Don for putting that up on the homepage of BBS Radio. We really think it's important that we can look at the private intent of public words for some of our officials and know why people do the things they do, how they create and why they want to create what they do in their lives. I've also put on Question the Experts a couple of answers that you guys have written in. One about, do I believe that we create our own reality? There's a couple pages about that. and somebody else wrote in about white light and what it really is. And I think we're going to ask Pam that question too, what white light really means. So we're going to go to our guest now. Pam is the author of Love Colors, and Pam Ostley. I've met her like 20 years ago, and I've always felt like keeping in touch. She's one of the very rare, authentic people doing this kind of work. She doesn't let her own self get mixed up in dictating to you. She allows you to come to your own answers, and I really respect that in a world where there's a lot of people who want to control. So Pam is the author of Love Colors, several other books. She's a radio personality, has her own show. She lectures. She does consultations. Pam, welcome to the show.
Oh, Sherry, it is so great to talk to you again.
Thank you. It's been a while, but I just feel like we never left off.
I know, because I think about you often and talk about you often, so this is fun.
Well, we're just going to have fun this evening. I know about your other books, and I gave one of them to the person who puts our shows together. I said, I'd like to have Pam on the show. And then we got this new book about love colors, a new approach for finding and keeping love. Pam, what does color have to do with finding love?
What a great question. So first of all, you know, I see auras, and I've met quite a few other people that see the same aura colors that I do, so it's very exciting. And what it is, first of all, so that people know, because I'll start out the basics here of how this works when it comes to relationships and love. First of all, we all have an aura, an energy field that radiates off of us, and I see them as different colored lights that radiate off, like a light from a light bulb, and everyone has lots of different colored bands that radiate out from them. And the one or two colors of bands that are closest to a person's body are their life colors. And that shows me their personality type, what they're like in relationships, what their priorities are, their purpose for being on the planet, what careers they're going to be drawn to and most fulfilled in, potential health problems, how they are with children, how they perceive and handle money. A lot is revealed in a person's life colors. So, and then how that relates is each one of the different personality types, some of them get along with others, and some of them are going to have a more challenging time because the personality type is so contrary to somebody else's colors. So when we talk later about the particular colors, you'll understand what I mean by that. But what I've written in the book is a description of each one of the different colors, and thorough what it means, and who they are the most compatible with, where they can find those particular types of people, and how you can create a tremendously wonderful, happy, and fulfilling relationship once you know the aura colors of the people around you.
So when you do consultations with people, you have to see them?
No, I don't have to see them. Usually, as long as I can get a good signal from them, it's kind of like tuning into a radio station or a TV station. So usually, if somebody's on the phone or on the radio, if I get their hair color and eye color, I can zoom in and get a visual of them. And then usually I can tell what their aura colors are. Not always. Some people have very faint aura colors, or they hide out a lot, and then it's a little more challenging. But no, I don't have to see a person to sense their aura colors.
These aura photographs, are they real?
Well, that's another great question. Here, let me see if I can talk tonight. Actually, what I know people that own those cameras, and what they tell me is they measure the emotional frequency that's going on with the person at the time. What I see are the life colors, the personality type, and typically those aura colors don't change throughout a person's lifetime. It just shows me their theme that they chose to have in this lifetime. It's the outer bands that change all the time in a person's aura colors, depending on what's going on with the person at the time. So when I've met people with the cameras, they measure the frequency of the emotions that are going on with the person at the time, and those could change an hour from then, a day from then, a week from then. But the life colors that I see don't typically change.
When I have my aura picture taken, sometimes it is this violety blue with white, and the next time it's gold, and it seems to switch between those two colors. Is that just the camera?
Well, again, that's funny, because do you remember that your life colors are blue and violet? So actually what they usually do with those cameras is they have you place your hand on a metal plate, and they measure the frequency that's going on around your hands. Now, sometimes we have a lot of energy coming off our hands, and what they do is they take that energy, that what they've measured around your hands, and superimpose it on a picture of your head. And so what they pick up is not always your life colors. So it's interesting if sometimes when you took the picture it was blue and violet, because those are your life colors. And then other times if they were gold, you were probably in a very heightened state of energy or had a lot of emotions going on that day, which will make it change to that golden color.
Well, mathematically, those colors are opposites. Yellow and violet are opposites by pigment, and then yellow and blue are opposites by light. So.
Right. So I don't know how those cameras work, other than I know that the operators tell me they don't measure the life colors typically. They measure the emotional frequency. So did they describe, when you had your picture taken, Sherry, did they tell you what that meant?
No. It just took the picture.
Oh, well, that's too bad. So a lot of people that have those cameras have a little chart that goes with it that says if this color shows up. Like when I had mine done, and I'm a blue-yellow, when I had mine done, it showed a lot of yellow and orange and red, and they went, wow, you've just got a lot of energy going on today and a lot of creativity, so they showed me a chart. So I'm sorry you didn't get yours. But they have a different interpretation than what I see in the life colors.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Anyway, I wouldn't believe them. If I want to know what a color means, I run to your book.
There you go. There you go. And so that people know, just in case they're not seeing their own aura colors or those of the people around them, I do have a self-test at the beginning of the book so people can learn to identify their own colors. And, Sherry, I'm sure all of us have had the experience of feeling auras in a simple way of, you know how you're standing next to somebody sometimes and you just don't feel comfortable with them and you want to pull away? And other people you just feel so comfortable with and you could stand there all day and get really close to them, I'm sure that you're feeling their aura.
I absolutely think so. That's the next question I was going to ask you about the self-test. So when people buy your book, they can do this test, or can they jump on your website and do the test?
Either one. Yeah, they can go to the website at auracolors.com and take the test. And then I have a mini version of what each of those aura colors mean on my website. If someone wants a more thorough description, I wrote everything I know in both my books. The first one, Life Colors, which is the one you have, and then Love Colors, which goes even into way more depth, especially when it comes to relationships.
So if they buy your book, they can take the test, they can find out what their base color is. What do they do with that?
Well, and most people have two life colors. It's common. Well, I've seen people with just one. It's more common for people to have two colors, like you're a blue and a violet. Now, what you get to do with that, first of all, once you identify your colors, excuse me, it helps people be more authentic. It helps give them permission to be who they really are. Because, Sherry, I'm sure you've run into the same thing that I have, that a lot of people have been raised to think that they're supposed to be something other than who they are, that they're supposed to, you know, get a practical job, and even if they don't like it, they have to do it for a living. Or people have been raised like that have a lot of energy. You need to sit still, and you need to be quiet, and you need to behave yourself. So a lot of people are not living authentic, true to their nature, but each one of us deep inside feels like there's something, you know, that we're drawn to, that we'd really love to do if money wasn't an issue. So the first thing that the book helps is to help people be authentic, really recognize and support themselves in being who they really are, which then also helps them become better in their own relationships. So instead of picking people that aren't right for them, they, once they're healthy and living their true nature, we have a much better chance of attracting the right partner or somebody that actually is going to fit our needs and desires and our personality type. So
that is so needed. Because
Oh,
I see the women that work for us, and they try to make themselves fit into what the man wants, and it always fails.
They need to find their own foundation. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we've been raised to believe, a lot of us have, that, well, if you don't act this way, you'll never have a partner. Or no one's going to love you if you act like that, and you can't be that powerful, or you can't be that, you know, it's just whatever. So identifying who you really, really are is the first step to having a healthy relationship. And then I have a section in the book that shows people which of the aura colors are the most compatible with your own personal colors, not to limit anyone, Sherry. I never like to tell people, well, you can't be with that person, because anyone can be with anyone that they truly love with enough love and commitment. We can make any relationship work. But it's also helpful to have the information of, if you're a violet and you're going to be with a tan, this is what you need to know about tans. This is how you need to, you know, how you can create a happy, healthy relationship with those two aura colors, because tans and violets are not always that compatible. They have very opposite personalities. So I show people how certain colors are compatible and why. And if you're with someone that's going to be more of a challenge, how you can make it work. It's really a useful tool to help us with all relationships too, not just our intimate relationships, but with our children, with our coworkers, with our friends, our parents. Once we can identify the personality types of each of the different aura colors, it really helps allow other people to be who they really are. Most people are like, well, I married this person, but why can't they be more like me? Why can't they think more like me? They're so different. Well, if you understand the types, it really helps you be more patient, more tolerant, more understanding, and even learn ways to actually speak their language.
I believe that if you marry someone and then try to change them, that's not the person you needed or really wanted in the first place. You're just trying to mold them.
That's right. And usually we run into problems when we do that, and disappointments, don't we?
Yeah, it's not the person you ever wanted. So, okay, people find their own foundation, their own integrity. Do you also help them find the color that they need for their own compatibility?
Well, I definitely suggest which ones are going to be the most compatible, the ones that are going to be, that really will probably meet their mental, emotional needs, as well as possibly their financial needs, but mostly their mental and emotional needs. And, I describe even the people, if they have fallen in love with someone that has an aura color that's going to be more challenging for them, it's like, okay, now if you really want to stay with that person, this is what you're going to need to know about them. So, yes, I describe how to get along, who's most compatible, and where to find them, and even how to recognize one. If you find somebody across the room, you get all excited about that person. It's like, all right, now, how do you know what aura colors they are without going up to them and saying, excuse me, would you please take the test in this book so I know if we're compatible? There's actually a language and a behavior and different things that they do that will give away their aura colors. That's assuming you can't see them, see the colors.
You are one of the first people in the Life Color book to talk about tan. And it's a very unusual color, and it ended up being my husband's color, who I've never understood. I dreamt about him before I ever met him, and his name and everything, and then I met him, and it was just like I was agog when I met him and was shaking his hand, and it was like he was taken off with this other girl, and it was like, he's mine. The killer.
Doesn't it help now that you know that he has tan in his aura?
Absolutely. And it was such a peace of mind for me when I read your section about tan. Oh, that's where it is. No other book talks about tan. Why did they leave that out?
I don't know. I know Barbara Bowers, who's no longer in a physical form, wrote a book also about what color is your aura that coincides with my books, Life Color and Love Colors. She talks about them. Well, most people, I guess, don't see the tan because it's not in the aura spectrum, we believe. But there are a lot of tan personalities out there, four different types of tans even. So once you know that you've married a tan or you're in love with a tan, and how logical and analytical and practical and scientific.
Yes.
And how they have to fill in every detail. And when they're talking to you, you have to listen to every detail of their story. But the positive side of a TAN is they can provide a very firm, strong foundation, especially for violets who have got these grand visions and they want to do these projects that most people would consider, you know, not realistic. So if you have a supportive TAN, then they can support you while you go off and do these projects.
You have totally described our entire 35 years together. That's wonderful.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's actually good, Sherry, because a lot of violets and TANs don't get along because violets have these great dreams and visions, and they need to have the freedom and the money to be able to accomplish these grand dreams. And TANs, when they're out of power, TANs are like, nope, that's not practical, and you're not going to do it. And they can actually squash a violet's dreams if the TAN is not in power and if the violet allows that. So I'm glad that you guys found a way to make your relationship work.
He's very tolerant of what I'm doing. The only trouble we have is when he tries to make me be logical and linear, and it just ain't in here.
Not usually for a violet. Tans have to do every step between 1 and 10, and violets are like, 150, and by the way, there's another 50 over there and another 150 over there. That'll make a tan crazy. You know, what planet are you from?
Oh, we've had that conversation. That's wonderful.
But violets can be really good for tans, too, because tans, bless them, they're just so stable, but they tend to do 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10. They work in the same jobs, the same businesses, the same. They even want the furniture in their homes the same way. So, they can get pretty stuck in their ways if they don't have someone like a violet or a blue in their lives opening up new vistas for them and new ideas.
I love this. Our couch was in the same position for 11 years. It's driving me crazy.
That's a tan. I write about that in my book because violets like change and expansion and growth and movement. And if you move a tan's favorite chair where they had it positioned just right so they could see the television, they could read their newspaper, and if you move the chair, it really upsets them. Yes, it does. So see how helpful it is to be able to understand people's personality types. Once you know that's what's important to a TAN, it's like, okay, I get it. And if you want change, you just have to allow a TAN to change slowly and practically, and it needs to make sense to them, and you need to give them time to be able to assimilate the new information, and then they're okay. They can move to maybe step 11 and 12 and 13. You just got to give them time to operate at their speed.
Do you teach people this or just expect them to get it out of your book? Do you have classes?
Because
I want to come to one.
Oh, yay. I have had classes, and I have some CDs and DVDs on my website also that people can get where I videotaped one of my classes because it was hard for me to get everywhere where people are. So, you know, and probably I'll be doing some online at some point, but I've been so busy with these books and writing these books, I haven't done those workshops lately. I have taught people how to get in touch with their intuitive and psychic abilities. And what I've noticed, and I also have CDs teaching people about the different aura colors and DVDs, but I've also heard from people that once they read about each one of the descriptions, they're so obvious, the personalities, that people go, oh my gosh, I know my husband's a yellow. I could see that a mile away. I was laughing so hard when I read the description. Now I understand him. Or, yes, I knew my mother was a green, and I know my boss is a tan. And once people read about it, they seem to have a quick grasp on it.
The front of your book is yellow and blue. No, yellow and blue. Pink and blue, and then it's got some rainbow colors in there. Are you doing that for, like, male, female, girl babies, boy baby kind of things? Or?
Well, my publisher actually designed the cover. I guess they had it a silver blue, the heart, and it was beautiful, but it felt a little cold, so they warmed it up. So I guess it's pink for heart, for love, and then we've got... See, my aura colors are blue and yellow, so it's funny how that ended up being blue and yellow on the cover, don't you think?
Go ahead.
So I don't know if it was for boys and girls. It's just how the universe ended up designing this book.
I was listening to Dawn and Wynn show. Dawn is the producer of on BBS. And this week they talked about unconditional love. Is there a color for that?
For unconditional love?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably white. White is the blend of all the colors. If people think if they paint a whole bunch of different colors together, it'll turn black. But if you actually have a color wheel and you spin it, so all the colors united is actually white light. So it's like taking a prism. Mm-hmm.
All the colors in pigment, like paint, are is this dark. But light colors, when you're dealing with photographic colors, all of the colors together, white, and that was a setup question because we've actually looked at the color of white light and its frequency, and it's halfway between the octaves. It's halfway between the note of C and B, and that's white light. And the more you move toward the violet, because you're going C, D, E, F, G, A, B, you know, from red back to magenta and then red again as you move up the octave. So from the magenta of the note of B until the next octave of C, which is red, halfway in between there is white light. And the more you move toward the pinks, the more you get a selfish love. And the more that you move toward the magentas, you get a humanitarian unconditional love.
Now, how fascinating is that? I've always been fascinated that you can actually hear the aura where I see it and you hear it. I love that correlation. So what do you see as unconditional love? Do you see it as white or magenta or pink? Or
is somebody coming into the line? Oh, I thought I heard somebody. There, one of the things that I find absolutely fascinating about that position between the note of B and C, it is exactly the frequency of the biochemical called adenosine triphosphate, or some people know it as ATP. And it's the very, very first chemical that the zygote, the sperm and the egg together create. It is the first chemical of life, and it's white
light. Wow, that's amazing. Hey, you sound like you're in a submarine right now, so I don't know what's going on with the electronic. I guess our energies together are blowing the system out.
I was hearing kind of wobbly things. I don't know what's going on with the board there, if they're listening in the station. But this ATP, one of the things that go on with it, you mostly keep it in your eyeballs when you're just walking around. And at the point of death, it starts to explode. And that gives off all this powerful, powerful white light. And I think that's the ascension frequency from this place to the next.
Wow,
it's just
that makes sense.
Awesome idea.
Wow, that's fascinating.
I'm going to talk some more about chemistry, but I want to know about your other books and where people can get them. And
okay.
Life Colors. Is it still in print?
Yeah, absolutely. Life Colors is still in print. They can get them on my website. They can go to Amazon.com. A lot of the bookstores still have them. It seems the first book came out in 1991, and it's still selling very strongly. And that's why the publisher asked me to do Love Colors, because they had such a demand for people wanting more about the particular aura colors that we decided to do a follow-up book. And Make Your Dreams Come True, they can get that one on my website. People are having, I guess you can still get it on Amazon.com, but people are having trouble finding that one in the bookstore. They say that's always sold out. But you can get that on my website at auracolors.com. Make Your Dreams Come True is all about beliefs and how our beliefs create a reality, but it's not about the aura colors.
When was that one written?
That one was written in 2000, I believe it came out in 2000 or 2001.
So you were way ahead of the crowd with The Secret and those kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been reading. No, we're just chatting about anything here, aren't we? I've been reading the Seth books for 100 million years. And so.
Oh, awesome.
The fact that I am a psychic now, and I can bend spoons and I can see auras and I can change the weather and all the things that I can do that I've been able to create in my life, I attribute them all to the Seth books. So,
I can take one sentence that Jane Roberts wrote and just get lost in all of the different realities. Her education of Oversoul 7 is it's such a life opener.
I know.
And
I
it's supposed
love
to
all
be. It's supposed to be fiction. It's a real thin little book. I love it.
Uh-huh.
But back to life coach.
Okay.
Nobody should be without this book. I've worn out several copies.
Because good.
When you start talking to people and you get stuck with, oh, I don't want to feel that way about this person.
Uh-huh.
Because you know that they've lied to you or didn't complete what they said. It just helps you understand their personality so
right.
So deeply. It helps you put yourself in their position.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I love about the book.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know. Yeah, in Life Colors, I go into depth so that people know the difference between Life Colors and Love Colors. Life Colors, I describe each one of the basic aura colors, the life colors, and what they're like, what, you know, careers that are going to be fulfilling for them, and what they're like with their children, and possibly money traits, and potential health problems. So I give details like that about each one of the colors, including if someone is a combination color. So, for example,
you
you're
are,
a blue
you
and a
sound
violet.
Like you're in, Pam, you sound like you're
yes.
in a bubble. So,
okay.
Don or Michelle, if you're working on the board there, we've got some sound trouble.
Okay, see, that's what happens when we get our two energies together, isn't it?
I cannot understand what you are saying. Are you, if you're on
okay,
a headset,
I can hear,
can you?
I can hear you clearly now. No, that's how you were sounding to me a few moments ago, so there must be something in the system. Can you still hear me?
I'm still having trouble hearing you.
Okay,
are you on a headset? Can you pick
no,
up a regular phone?
Regular phone. It seems to clear up in a moment of, like, you sounded that way for about 2 minutes, and then it cleared up.
Now you're cleared up, so that's good.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. See, that's great. I guess we've got people from other planets listening to us or something, huh? Interfering in the signals.
I have some other questions for you. These two have come in from the Internet. Does your favorite color have to do with who you love?
Sometimes people's favorite colors are actually their own specific, their own individual aura colors, because I've seen people that are very drawn to the color purple, and they actually have violet in their aura colors. So, or other people are drawn to blue, and they're actually a blue life color. Sometimes people are drawn to colors for psychological reasons. So if somebody's drawn to red, they're having a desire to have passion and vibrancy and excitement in their life. Not necessarily that they are a red life color, or if somebody is drawn to the color blue psychologically, it could also be that they have a need for calmness and quiet, and they're wanting to calm it down. So if somebody's drawn to a color, it doesn't necessarily mean it's their life color, but it can be common. It may just mean that they're needing that color frequency in their energy right now.
I can explain a bit of that.
I bet
color?
You can.
Oh, I think I can.
Uh-huh.
Color and sound are kind of opposites. So if you've got someone who's a right-brained person and their life colors are blue, they're going to be attracted to blue because when you really look at their brain dominance, they're really an orange,
uh-huh.
The opposite of the blue. So brain dominance plays a lot of importance in this. Sometimes when people have the note of A just off the chart, and it's so overabundant you wouldn't think they'd like A at all, we find out they're right-brained and they love A. Because what a left-brained person perceives as red, a right-brained person will perceive as green.
Oh, that's fascinating. See, I've always wondered if we were seeing the same colors, if we're tasting. I don't even think we taste food the same way. Because I know people who like asparagus, and that means they are not tasting what I am tasting. So, you know, I think we see the colors differently. I believe we taste differently. So that's fascinating.
Here's another question from the audience. How can someone get in tune with what colors are most appropriate for them? I'm talking about wearing them, seeing them. I mean, it stops there. So do you know what the question means?
Okay, well, now you're in the submarine again, so I think I heard you. So, again, the what I talk about in my books are the aura colors. So if somebody wants to wear a certain color, sometimes that can affect their aura color. So, for example, I've met people that have red overlays, which is not a life color. It's a trauma that's happened to them in their childhood. They felt abused or abandoned or rejected or unloved or unsafe, basically. So they've added red in their aura. And for those people, because red is an issue for them, I tend to advise them maybe not to wear red because it's just adding more red into their aura. But basically, I tell people, you have free will. If you feel drawn to wearing a color, go wear that color. There's probably something about that color that's going to change your frequency, but it probably won't change your life color. It won't change your personality. It just happens to be something you're drawn to right now for some emotional need.
I think maybe they're saying they feel out of tune, and how can they get into it? I'll give you an example. I wear blue maybe once a week or something, but all this week I have been absolutely drawn to really light blues in combination with really vibrant blues. Nothing subtle in between. But I've been in a very stressful position of being upset with people that I really didn't want to be upset with. So I'm kind of trying to fight with myself, and I can't wear another color. I put it on, and I'm just so uncomfortable. I can't wear it, and maybe that's what this person's asking.
Right. Well, it's the same thing I said before. A lot of times people are drawn to a certain color because, you know, a blue will calm them down. It'll soothe them. It's more of a peaceful color than wearing a bright orange or red, which could actually get them more excited and up, more passionate or more excited about their lives. So, yeah, it's the same thing. Uh-huh.
Here is really an odd question. Is there a color or sound for a gallbladder attack? This is a very, very serious question here.
Now, you probably know the answer to that one more than I do. Again, I work with people's life colors, which means their personalities. So I can tell if someone is having a health problem because a spot will show up in their aura, or it'll be a little lighter or more faded. But as far as a specific, that's your area of expertise, right? When a gallbladder has a problem?
Well, I do have an answer for that, but I want to ask you a question first. I think what we could use this question for is, can you see physical issues in someone's aura?
Well, usually if I see a health problem with something, it's because I picked it up psychically. Now, I am a psychic, and I use the aura as a tool. I can. So what I do is I don't always see that there's a health problem in the aura unless the aura is very faded, and then I know somebody is seriously ill. To go and specifically see if they have a heart problem or a gallbladder problem, I actually do a scan of the body. It's not the aura. I go through the body with my psychic eye to see where there's a blockage. But I haven't seen that show up as a color in the aura. That's my experience. Now, what has yours been?
Well, there's a sound that will get rid of gallbladder pain, and it's a really kind of oddball sound. I'll do it, but and it's pushing your tongue at the top of your mouth and then pushing down with the diaphragm and allowing that sound to come out. But it's orange when you do it, and to us, a gallbladder attack would be orange if it was a really intense, overabundant, out of balance in someone's chart. We would look at it as a shade of orange. But the sound...
And so obviously that sound has a frequency that puts the gallbladder back into balance.
And usually that's around a note of D, or color orange. Or if they're right-brained, it can be a bluish color. Sort of Capricorn-y, anywhere from Capricorn blue on to or back to teal.
Okay,
someplace
so now,
in there. Pardon?
So that people can see the difference in how you're using orange and how I see orange as a life color, as a personality type. When I see orange in somebody's aura, they are the daredevils on the planet. So, excuse me, Evel Knievel is an orange. Jackie Chan is an orange. They literally put their lives on the line to feel alive. But do you see how it's a personality type as opposed to just a frequency to help somebody heal or a color that's missing from their vibration? Do you see how we use colors a little bit differently? So when I see orange, it's a personality type.
Well, I would see it as gallbladder and liver. And to me, the person who lives a liver life is I want to say courageous, but you use that word. They have such a push to live life to the fullest.
Aha. So there is a connection.
It stimulates the pancreas. When we let's say we want to get somebody over a gallbladder attack or bring their sugar energy up, we will play music that has the note of D in it, and that's connected to orange. And it'll bring your energy up. It'll increase your blood sugar.
So somebody who has an orange personality is somebody who's running on, needs a lot of adrenaline rushes in their life.
Exactly. Talk to me about your own show and what you do on there and about your consultations.
Okay, well, basically my show, they can go onto my website at auracolors.com, and it is archived on that on the website, but I also simulcast it live. My radio show's in Santa Barbara, California, and we're on every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, and so people can hear it streamed live on the Internet, or they can then go to the archive shows if they can't tune in at that time. And we talk about everything from, I do readings on the air, we talk about quantum physics, we talk about auras, we talk about creating our own reality, which is one of my favorite things to talk about. We talk about parallel universes. We talk about all kinds of things. So we have a lot of fun, and we take calls. And then I do private consultations, so people can go on my website and get my phone number. Typically, I have between a 6- and 12-month waiting list for private consultations, but people can always get on the cancellation list in case we have a cancellation at the last minute. Or plus, if people are really intent on getting in, somehow they seem to be able to get in faster than 6 to 12 months, so especially if someone has an emergency. But I do private consultations, and people ask me what I do. It's basically, it seems to be about what the person's going through. If sometimes I talk about relationships or their health or their career direction, their children, where they're living. Yeah, sometimes their childhood, their past. A lot of therapists will send me their clients because their client's got a blockage and they can't figure out where, what's blocking them. Most people come about direction or relationships, but I can do anything and everything that a person needs. On most part, it's not that I do healing work on them, but I look for emotional, mental causes behind healing problems.
Can you help them? Can you help them find the color they need to complete them their life? Like what color their mate person would be, or their partner?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So if somebody comes in and they're looking about, well, what's going to happen to me, what's my best mate, or who am I headed for, I can tune into their heart, to their soul, and go, well, you're really going to be the happiest with, say, a yellow-violet. A yellow-violet partner really matches your mate, your qualities. It's going to be the most fulfilling for you. But it has to be, now I do preface it with this, I do believe people have free will, first of all. So even if I see future things for people, I always emphasize that they have free will and they can change their lives because their lives are in their hands. They can redecide things. And I also show them that the person that they want to be and the person that they want to be in relationship with, they want them to be in power, meaning they're living their highest potential, their full potential, the positive side of their personality. And then out of power are the downside, the negative parts of those aura colors. So they're the unhealthy side. So, for example, I'm going to give an example to your listeners. If someone has a yellow aura color, yellows in power are big kids at heart. They've got a sense of humor. They're playful. If they had their way, they wouldn't be working at all unless it was fun. They do creative work. They do healing work, or they do physical work like they're yoga instructors or gardeners or landscapers or anything that's physical, surgeons, doctors. But when they're in power, when they're in power, they're happy, they're optimistic, they can heal their own bodies, they're full of energy, they're just childlike cheerleaders. They're great. Out of power, however, yellows can become very insecure, very withdrawn. They can procrastinate. They get lazy because they're fearful of their lives. And they can become very, very addictive personalities. Yellows are the number one most addictive personality on the planet. So if I find a yellow in addictions, I know that there's something in their life that they're not happy with and they don't know how to fix it. So then they either get sick or they run away or they sleep a lot or they avoid or they get into addictions. So
yellows,
when we talk about the partnership for a yellow, yellows usually do best with other yellows because they want playmates, but they also need to be with somebody maybe that's got a touch of blue or some violet in their aura, so somebody's down to earth and is making some money.
How can people get in touch with you?
Well, my website is auracolors.com, auracolors.com, so they can read more about it, they can take the self-test, they can find out about the books. So it's auracolors.com.
So plural, colors, auracolors.
Yes, plural.
And you would rather they get in touch with you through the website?
I can give out my phone number if you want them to have my phone number.
Okay, so if you want them to have your phone number.
Sure, that's fine. They can have my office number. It's in Santa Barbara. It's 805-687-6604. And
okay.
If they missed a number, they can go to my website, and it's on there, too.
Okay, another question. I was thinking about it, too, but it just came in. If you can help somebody pick their right mate, can you show them how to stay away from their one they shouldn't be with?
Oh, boy, I sure do try to do that. I've had people come to me, and they've started dating someone, and it's like, oh, no, run away from that person. They've got a lot of problems. I had one woman come to me, and I went, oh, this man is so messed up. He's got so many problems. And I got that he was going to take all her money, and he was going to take her home, and he was going to actually be physically abusive. And she went, oh, no, you must be wrong. He's such a wonderful man. Well, she came back to me 4 years later, and all of that had happened. He had abused her. He had her sign papers that she didn't know what she was signing, so she lost her home. She lost all her money, and she was physically abused. So mostly it's not that serious. It's not that severe. And if people are in relationship, I always do my best to show them how they can save their relationship, how they can be compatible and how to help them understand each other. I have a lot of couples that come in. And we talk about, okay, you're a blue-yellow and you're a green-tan, so this is how you guys, you know, if you do this, if you do this. And I help them sort of mediate and understand each other's languages. But, yes, I definitely talk to people about, oh, boy, if you're going to get involved with that aura color, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But if you're really insisting, then, you know, this is what you can do to make it work.
I have some research questions I'd like to ask.
Okay.
We look at relationships in terms of chemistry.
Uh-huh.
And very young women will be attracted to men who have the frequencies of very high testosterone. And by note, that's orange, but by color, it's bluish-green. So are young women more attracted to blue-green lovers? Well, let me ask you the second part of the question. Older women are much more attracted to men who have an oxytocin sound, and that's the bonding chemical, and you can tell when men have this, they have a little tummy, not a big tummy, just a little one, and that's the note of magenta, so it's a color of green. So can you talk about both of those?
Well, you know what, Sherry, again, the colors that you see in the vibration and the you know, the chemistry, I see different personalities, and a green personality, well, let's put it this way, when I see women, when they're young, they tend to be drawn to those exciting, unavailable, either little yellow boys, and they're usually yellows, or playful sense of humor, but those yellow boys have a fear of commitment, or they're very drawn to the violets, who are very charismatic and dynamic and almost unattainable because they're just so amazing. They're like movie stars. So I see young women being drawn a lot to yellows and violets. As they get older, well, when I see green in a person, greens, when I see them in the life color personality, they're very, greens are workaholics. They're the type A personality. Donald Trump is a green. Bill Gates is a green violet. So do you see how we're mm-hmm. using the colors just a little differently? But it probably has the same theme behind it, just a different tone, I guess.
Well, the note of early orange, that would be that bad boy.
Women are
attracted to.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the rebel without a cause.
Mm-hmm. Well, the dopamine turns out to be bright gold. And that may be our attraction to gold, you know, giving our lover gold jewelry or whatever.
Ooh.
So it's a note of gold, but by color, it's like Capricorn. So it could be either of those, depending on brain dominance. But it's this, it's a bright gold, not a dull gold. That the chemical of love is dopamine.
Well, it would be fascinating for you and I to do a research project together so we could figure this all out. I have noticed a correlation between the aura color personality types and astrology. So there seems to be a connection there. Cancers, a lot of times Cancer are blues, and I'm a Sagittarian, and that's a very yellow-violet type of combination, even though I'm a blue-yellow who's added violet. So
mm-hmm.
I would love to find out if there's a correlation between what I see in the aura colors and what you're working with.
You're on. Let's do it.
Okay.
We only got a couple of more minutes. There's two questions that came in I think are fascinating.
Okay.
Women who get beat up and go to the mate that just go back to a mate that just beat them up, could that person have something they are craving?
Well, in my experience, the number one aura color that puts up with abuse are blues. Blues are in power, they're very loving, giving, nurturing, they're very psychic. When they're out of power, they tend to be the codependent doormats, victimhood, martyrdom, self-pity. So that's the number one color that I've seen. I've seen a lot of those women also have, people, have very low self-worth, and it has a lot of times to do with something they are missing from their childhood. Because blues, their biggest thing is they want to be loved, and if they're lacking that from their childhood, then they tend to seek it out in all the wrong places.
Another question that's just kind of very similar, could this explain stalking? Women or men who want to be with a certain color, then they might be drawn to them and be stalking them because of it. You know, it's a very long email here, but I'm just kind of reading between the lines.
Yeah, that's a great question. I could see blues can get very obsessive when it comes to relationships. Violet personalities are the most dramatic of all the aura colors, which is why so many of them become actresses and performers. Violets can be out of power. They're the most dramatic. And blues and yellows, blues get obsessive, but only around relationships. They get addicted to them. And yellows with addictive personalities, I'm sure there's a lot of psychological reasons behind stalking. And I have seen more than one of the aura colors have a tendency towards that, where some of the aura colors, relationships are not that high on their priority list.
We are almost out of time. We're going to have you back. We've got lots and lots of questions. Again,
well, hopefully people
can
go and read Love Colors, my latest book, and hopefully a lot of the questions will be answered in both Love Colors and Life Colors. I was as thorough as I could possibly be about those colors.
From what I see, it's a wonderful book. And Life Colors has been a lifelong favorite of mine, and I just want to tell everybody to run out and buy one. I need to leave, not I need, I would choose to leave people with a thought. Thank you, Pam. We're going to have you back many, many times on the show.
Oh,
but the thought
you.
I would like to leave you with is it's up to you to make the difference. If you come home from work and you're very, very tired, and then Ed McMahon comes to your door with the $1 million check, where are you going to get the energy? It comes from you. Always it comes from you. So from the inside. My music is not working here. Whoa, there it comes. So this is Sherry Edwards with Pam Ostley. Thank you for joining us on BBS Radio. We'll be back next week, or you can join us on Monday on BBS Late Night.